Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. We are sitting next to my guy, G. Gordon Robinson, as he is hitting the ones and twos here live from the Publix at Buckhead Landing, I believe is what it's now called, right here across from Twin Peaks and Buckhead and Tower Place and all those things. This is the nicest Publix I've ever been in, Mike.
No doubt.
But I have to – I think I almost got the cops called on me this morning because I pull in and I was getting my bag ready and as I jump out, there's a nice lady walking across the parking lot and it looked like here I am with a book bag and, you know, a hoodie on and everything. And I'm like, oh, don't – I'm not here. I'm here for all the right reasons. And I walk up and I said,
I'm here for all the right reasons.
I said,
that's one way to put it.
I said, it's just me, by the way. And I go, we're with the radio station?
Yeah.
And she looks around and I go, I mean, well, I am. And she goes, she said something. And I said, huh? And she's like, I said, how are you? I said, oh, I'm good. And it was the manager here, Elfrida, and she's phenomenal. She just brought us donuts and bagels. But I was very worried about how I walked into the store this morning that I might have came off like some kind of creeper.
Yeah. Look, man, it is. And you mentioned this is the nicest Publix I've ever been in. Guys, we're at 3300 Piedmont Road. Like you said, the Buckhead Landing location right here near where Piedmont and Peachtree Road cross. If you've ever been over this way, or if you haven't been over this way in a long time, it hasn't always been like this. The shopping center looks incredible, redoing a lot of things around here. Really cool scene. We are. It feels ridiculous to say we're in a Publix because we're in it. It feels like we're in a sports bar.
Because the area that we're sitting in is a bar.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Growlers, the coolest Sam Adams decorative huge mug is sitting here. I might try to stink that out. It won't fit in my book bag, but maybe I'll just put it under my arm and see if anybody notices. There's a deli with a sushi hot bar, pizza pasta, and it's the coal oven, it looks like, over there.
Yeah.
I can see the fire right now. The produce looks like – so I remember going into the store when I was a kid. I always had got drugged to the store. My mom always made me go to the grocery shopping with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking through, like, the fruit and the vegetables and stuff. And this one just feels old school. The way it's set up, which I freaking love. I absolutely love this because you go to one side and you walk around, they got the frozen. Because now the frozen stuff is normally on the other side away, and this is over here. It's really cool, man.
Yeah, it's a cool location, man. Obviously, come out and holler at us. I've never seen a Publix like this. We are legitimately sitting inside of a sports bar. It is a Falcons Friday. We got so much stuff to talk about. I want to get to the injury report in just a second, but quickly, just a couple of headlines we'll be going over today. The Dodgers did advance to the NLCS with a 2-1 win over the Phillies last night. Throwing error in the 11th inning from the pitcher. I don't know how you felt about that, but it was definitely crazy. Giants hand the Eagles a second straight loss. I want to go there in just a second because a lot of craziness. But real quick, couple of pieces of basketball news. Eric Spoelstra will succeed Steve Kerr as a Team USA head coach. And LeBron James will miss the start of the Lakers season with sciatica. Which is interesting, but man, when you're in year 23, you do whatever you need to do.
I mean, right? Just say what it is. He wants to take off some time to start the season. I have no issues with that.
No.
Let me tell you something. LeBron James irks me with some things he does, some things he doesn't do, but he has been the poster child for what a phenom coming out of high school should be. He's done everything right in his career on the court, except for flopping here and there. And I don't care. I'm glad that there's a whole generation, there's a new generation, I should say, I guess, growing up that gets to see LeBron play at the end.
Yeah,
and because I got Michael in his heyday, and I think Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player I've ever seen, and some people feel that way about LeBron. But the fact of the matter is he's done nothing. He's never disappointed as far as going out and playing and doing everything right and being a model for the NBA. So the dude missed time. If you've got sciatica, you want to keep playing, keep playing. I want to touch all of these real quick because you brought him. Eric Spoelstra, probably one of the best X's and O coaches in basketball right now. It's good for him. You know, you can be happy the Phillies lost, sad for the player for the blatant throwing error, which was awful, and still laugh at the Phillies for the way they've treated other teams when they've eliminated them, all right? So don't give me some speech on Twitter about how I'm a bad person for laughing at the Phillies locker room, because I'm not.
6:07 a.m., here we go.
And, well, I've just seen some self-righteous, and it's media people. Oh, you can't, how can you, horrible people laugh. I'm not laughing at the player. I feel bad for him. But it is funny, you know, Bryce. Nobody was complaining when Bryce Harper was taunting Orlando Arcia, okay? So save me. And the Giants, the epitome. This is the NFL in a nutshell. You lose on a Sunday in New Orleans to a winless team who had no pulse, and you lose by almost double digits. I think it was like 26-17. And you come home on a short week and beat the defending Super Bowl champions by double digits. That is the NFL in a nutshell.
Yeah, I had a lot of issues with this. I do want to let you guys, first of all, Jackson Dart at times did take over the game last night. Here's Brian Daboll talking about the performance of his rookie quarterback.
Another good game by a rookie quarterback, but another good game from everybody around him, and that's what we needed. You know, it's not about one guy. It's about a team. Two turnovers on defense, very good third down execution on offense, ran the ball well, finished the game. It's good to have a young leader like Dart.
Yeah, good to have a young leader like Dart.
That's a cool quote at the end, man.
Yeah. It definitely is, man, and obviously a lot of conversation. I think the two things that you're going to be talking about when we're talking about this game, other than the fact that the Giants were able to win, all right, first and foremost is the fact that Jackson Dart was being viewed in the medical tent looking for concussion symptoms. Russell Wilson comes in, makes an awful throw, awful read, gets booed off the field, and Brian Daboll absolutely unleashes it on the trainers on the sideline, and he just basically was stressed out. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I don't blame him necessarily, but it's probably going to be a bad look coming off of this when he's yelling at trainers on the sideline when somebody's being looked at for concussion.
Yeah, I've got a lot on this because he was asked about it. And he apologized. He said, look, I apologize to our doctor. He goes, but I just wanted – if he was okay, I wanted him out there. And he's like, I wanted to go for that fourth down. So I was like, if I need to call a timeout, let me know because we're going for this SOB. Literally, that's his quote to the reporters. Here's the deal. Yeah, is it a bad look? Yeah. But in reality, it wasn't like Daboll was going to put him out there if he was hurt. He was just wanting to know the timeline. Because Brian Daboll is doing something that we complain about coaches not doing. A, he's showing emotion. All I ever hear is, well, Raheem Morris looks at the video board, and I want him to show emotion. I want him to act like he's coaching. Well, you can't get mad at Daboll if that's what you say, because that's what he was doing. But he's also coaching for his job in real time. And we saw the sense of urgency. You have a team on the ropes. You're trying to finish this game or at least put it to where you can try to have a, you know, give yourself a gap where they can't maybe come back. Like, he was coaching for his job in that moment. So I have no issues with that emotion. And everything he's doing is coaching for his job. Jackson Dart being out there, they have two stud rookies. They're winning game. They won a game last night against one of the best teams in the NFL, one of the best defenses in the NFL, with or without Jalen Carter, without their best player on offense, yeah. who is torn his knee up, and we don't know when he'll be back.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About that, I think the other, and I mentioned, I think there's two main storylines coming off of this Thursday night football game other than the result. The other one for me, the tush push, and it's going to be back in kind of the crosshairs of a lot of people talking about the NFL. Whether or not you think it's fair, I'm just going to say this, it's not entertaining. And yesterday you saw that play out. At one point the Eagles went for, they got inside the 5-yard line and they tush pushed four straight plays for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. I mentioned this on Twitter last night. It's only a matter of time, and maybe you'll see this next offseason if they don't ban it, before we have 11 big men on the field. And a defensive lineman taking a snap and having every big guy you have push him forward and get into a rugby scrum. I mean, it's going to get to the point where we're going to be second and three and they're going to be breaking into the tush push. It's absurd. I mean, to me, say what you want to about fairness or whatever else. It's not freaking entertaining. It's awful to watch. I'm tired of it, man. Every time they trot it out there, I'm like, here we go.
Yeah. So – I don't like it because it's not entertaining for me to watch. The second thing is if you want to say, well, it's legal, what if I told you that it's ran illegally? Because if you go watch the line of scrimmage, the guards jump every time. The offensive guards, not only are sometimes they're lined up in the neutral zone, but they're moving early.
Yeah.
They're not moving on the ball. It's impossible the way they do that play. They're moving early. So – why can we – but the way it's disguised and the way you have to line up, it's kind of hard to see that they're moving early.
Yeah.
Why is it not called? That's what I would say. I just – here's the deal. It's not about stopping it. Not something for me. I'm with you as far as it's not fun football. It's not entertaining. And, yes, we watch sports for entertainment. And at this point, the competitive edge has been lost because you're moving early. And we want to sit here in Atlanta and talk about creativity on offense. What is creative about this?
Yeah, it's not. And it's kind of an interesting conversation we'll have to get into here in a little bit. We're going to hear from Zach Robinson coming up at 6:20 and some of the questions surrounding his job, being on the field, the Oklahoma State thing, and all the other stuff going on with him in this offense. I do want to mention the Falcons injury report. We are now officially in kind of the work week for the Atlanta Falcons with Monday Night Football. Everything kind of moves up from a Wednesday practice to a Thursday practice. So the Falcons putting out the injury report yesterday. A couple of the highlights of that, limited participation, A.J. Terrell. Sounds to me like he wants to play and feels good about playing. We'll hear from him later on in the show. But the DNP that did not participate with Darnell Mooney and also Clark Phillips. What does that tell you? Read between the lines here. Show me what the tea leaves say that Darnell Mooney not practicing A.J. Terrell was limited yesterday.
Well, look, I guess you can go a couple different ways. Do you want to go by what we just saw with A.J.'s hamstring, which would mean, you know, looks like, you know, which was an extra week, right? And his looked worse than Darnell's when it happened. Yesterday was essentially Wednesday for Atlanta. So – before we rule him out with the Twitter docs and everything, let's see if he practices on Saturday. Because to me, Saturday's the day.
Yeah.
Kadarrell Hodge being back in a limited participation role, which is a good thing, helps, right, with that? Because Casey can be Darnell and Kadarrell can be, you know, Kadarrell, where he's supposed to be, right? So I don't really read anything into it because I think on a first week of practice, you played, you tell me, but to me, Friday's the day because which is Saturday this week, guys, because it's pushed back. But that's the walkthrough day where you're really going through the game plan stuff.
Yeah, I think that, look, when you look at Saturday being the day, the thing that stinks about this is for A.J. Terrell, I'm comfortable with that, but the way Darnell Mooney has looked throughout the season, it hasn't been good. Like, he needs the timing, he needs those reps to be able to kind of get back in the throes of things. Normally I'd say, well, you know, he's a veteran. He knows how to handle this kind of thing. But with him, I want those repetitions. I'd almost rather see it go a different direction if we are missing, you know, today's practice as well. So that's something we have to break down throughout the show. We are the Morning Shift. We're live out here at Publix and Buckhead Landing. That's at 3300 Piedmont Road. And we will roll on. We are going to hear from Zach Robinson coming up on the other side. It is a Falcons Friday. Make sure you stick right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.